This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian McNeil writes for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and he joins us live on the program again with another update from the Michigan International Speedway. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, what's the weather like? Forgot to ask you yesterday what the weather has been like in Michigan this week. Has it been cooperating with the XPRIZE?
It has. Remarkably, it's looked like it's going to dump a lot of rain a couple times on the competition, but as soon as they take the track, it clears right up. There were apparently some tornadoes last night. It was kind of weird hearing the tornado sirens go off, but the weather while they've been on the track has actually been okay. It's hot, but it's, from what I gather, not nearly as hot as it is back in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Now, for folks who missed our conversation yesterday, remind us real quick what the XPRIZE is and what you're there for.
Sure. So this, I'm at the Michigan International Speedway watching the final stage of the Progressive Insurance Automotive XPRIZE, which is basically an international competition to design and build a car that can get 100 miles per gallon of fuel. And is it's supposed to be a car that people would actually want to buy, and is meant to sort of jumpstart the development of these super high efficiency vehicles that hopefully inspire some changes that wean the world off oil and better for the environment and cars that would also cost less and just generally be more efficient.
And you are there, of course, from the Charlottesville Daily Progress because Oliver Kuttner, Charlottesville developer and entrepreneur, looks like he might actually win this international competition.
Yeah, that's right. Kuttner is leading a team called Edison 2, and they have three vehicles that are in the competition called the Very Light Car, which, as the name implies, is really light. It weighs less than 800 pounds. It runs on a mixture of E85. It's a mixture of gas and ethanol. And it was actually, they basically have two of their cars that are in what's called the mainstream category, which is a four-seat car, that's got like trunk space and, they have to meet sort of like higher rigorous testing standards. They are the only two cars that are left in that category of the competition, and that's sort of the main prize. That's a $5 million purse if they can do it. And they have a third car, which actually just got off the track in the alternative class, which is a two-seater. And they have some competition left for that, but we're hearing that a few of the teams got knocked out from testing today. So, but they did pass it. They've passed everything so far.
We are joined live by Brian McNeil of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, live from the Michigan International Speedway. And you can follow his updates in real time at dailyprogress.com, Twitter, Facebook, all sorts of stuff, pictures. Brian is providing the local folks here with constant updates about what's going on there. And so, Brian, and one of the important things that I took away from our conversation yesterday was that Oliver Kuttner is saying that his four-seater car that gets 100 miles to the gallon, he's saying could actually be on the market in the States for less than $20,000.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said today that they probably have a few more years of polishing, that one of the things they've learned from the XPRIZE is that there's minor tweaks that need to be done, but they feel like they've shown proof of concept. Today they were getting, well north of 120 miles per gallon. So I think they feel like I think initially they were met with a lot of skepticism from other people in the competition and just around the world that the idea of a very light car, that it would be feasible. And I think they feel really vindicated that, they're the ones left standing.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened today? What was the out on the track today?
Okay, so today was what they call range testing. And for the mainstream class, which, like I said, is only the Edison 2 cars, they had to go on the speedway for 200 miles or 100 laps, and that's without refueling or at any point, and they can't work on the car. The alternative class cars had to go for a range of 100 miles, and again, they can't refuel. So this is the point of this test is basically to show the viability of the car, that just getting 100 miles per gallon of fuel is that's great, but if you can't go very far, then without refueling, then it's not something that would be workable in a real world environment. So this is to kind of show, yeah, this could kind of stand up to the demands of the modern driver.
Yeah,
essentially.
We're talking with Brian McNeil of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. So the Kuttner's car, then the Edison 2 team from Charlottesville in this international competition, they're not only getting 100 miles to the gallon, you're saying they're coming in at 120 miles a gallon?
I think it's actually above that. We've only got sort of unofficial numbers from the teams right now, but we'll get official numbers supposedly tonight when they announce some more of the results from the fuel efficiency tests that took place on Tuesday and Wednesday. And they did sort of they mimic conditions that the EPA measures. So you're getting highway, city miles, and they'll come up with a combined average. But, yeah, Kuttner told me today that one of their cars was getting 120, and that was the car that wasn't performing as well as the other. So I think that they're well above that 100-mile-per-gallon threshold.
This just sort of makes you wonder, and I'm sure this must have crossed your mind as you're sitting out there in the infield on the speedway wondering, why the heck hasn't somebody done this before? I mean, where has the American automobile industry been if this is so possible? And clearly, Kuttner's not a, he doesn't have a huge history in the automobile business.
Right.
Where have the professionals been? Why hasn't this been done?
Well, I think that's really kind of the point of the XPRIZE. It's that the auto industry has been doing what they've been doing for, since the Model T. And there had to be something, or at least the thinking behind the XPRIZE goes, is that you've got to offer an incentive for these kind of brilliant entrepreneurs, folks like Oliver Kuttner, to want to start a project and give them a goal to really kind of jumpstart that innovation. And that's what we've seen happen. And it's, Kuttner's team is with the mainstream class is the one that's still in it, but there's all kinds of innovations that have come out of this from other teams as well. And it's cars that are electric vehicles. There's a hybrid still in it. I think that the XPRIZE Foundation is really proud of the innovations that are coming out and the attention that these little startup companies are getting.
Yeah. Now, how are you staying out there through the weekend, or what are your plans?
No, I'm coming back to Charlottesville tomorrow morning. Basically, there's no testing over the weekend. And then what happens next week is on Monday, the cars have to undergo some dynamic safety testing, it's called. They have to do things like accelerate up to 60 miles per hour within, 15 seconds or something like that. And they get tested on braking. And they have to be able to show that they can maneuver to avoid an accident or avoid a hazard. And that's actually done in conjunction with consumer safety reports. Then Monday night all the teams will know if they've made it, if they've met the requirements of the test. And then those teams that have qualified on Tuesday will be having basically a race on the speedway. For the mainstream competition, they have to go 200 miles, which obviously is Edison 2 is the only team, their two cars, assuming that they meet the test, they'll be the only ones in the race. So they will win that. And then with the alternative class, there will be a true race. I mean, it could be three or four vehicles depending on how many make it. But that's going to be really exciting to see, I think.
Absolutely. Brian McNeil covering the XPRIZE live out at the Michigan International Speedway. Brian, have a safe trip home, and thanks so much for the updates.
Yeah, sure. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.